This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So I'm about to cover this video, the anti-knife or the knife control video that Sadiq Khan shared. And I'm just sitting here. First of all, okay. Yeah, all right. We all understand the ridiculousness of this notion, even though we almost in jest predicted it, you know, like, oh, you know, gun control, then they'll want knife control, and then they'll want, you know, baseball bat control, whatever. No, that's actually what they do. That's actually where it's going. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about this. I'm like, okay, we're going to play this video, but what, you know, what is... And then it hit me. It dawned on me. Pull that clip back up of Sadiq Khan that picture you guys just had up there. That's kind of perfectly what I was going to talk about. Look, how does some pathetic weasel chump like that become the mayor of London? I'm serious. Are people that pathetic that they elect some twerp, weasel, punk like Sadiq Khan, and then he gets reelected even? This guy's a puke. See, this is the problem. We have a bunch of beta male, sissy punks running government, like this clown. And you know why? Because alpha males don't want to run government. Because alpha males don't want to run for office. You know why? Because they don't like running other people's lives. They like independent. They like being independent, being sovereign. And if they should lead people voluntarily, then that's the way it goes. But they don't like begging for your support, begging for your election, deciding your policy. Look at this nit. So it doesn't surprise me that some punk, you know what, some little twerp becomes the mayor. I guess that's what happens in a country of beta males. They elect the most beta of them all. And then he says, terrorism is part and parcel in my city, but we need knife control. So here is the knife control ad from London. Look at the people.
I make the city.
I'm the energy.
The color.
The force.
The noise you can't turn off. Nothing moves forward without me.
I'm the big man beyond the small years.
I'm the listener, the learner, the leader.
The funny man.
The wise man.
The man of the house.
What am I watching?
The next thing.
To shock people forward.
Turn heads.
Lose minds.
Leave everything.
What are we watching? This is insane.
I am this postcode, this city.
I am important.
My friends will miss me if I'm gone. I'm like the funniest person in the school.
My mom needs me alive.
She needs me alive.
My boys need me alive.
London needs me alive.
London needs me alive.
London needs me alive.
So I don't carry a knife.
So I don't carry a knife.
Okay, that is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. That is one of the, in fact, I want to apologize to the listening and viewing audience for playing that. I'm sorry, your IQ dropped at least 10 points. Wow. London needs me alive so I don't carry a knife. Well, are you that insane? You're going to stab yourself? People just walking around, stealing each other's knives, just stabbing each other all of a sudden? This is so insane. Oh, boy. The city of London. Get out while you still have a chance. That is like a brain parasite or something. London needs me alive, so I don't carry a knife. What in the hell are you talking about? All right. All right. More madness on the other side.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
You know, as we're sitting here today thinking about the future of this country, figuring out what's going on with Syria and the Trump administration and what they're going to do next, figuring out what we need to do about these social media empires censoring free speech, calling for civil war, Zuckerberg set to testify. It's just amazing to me, because so much of the news, not excluding myself, but so much of the news really just creates a divide in the country. And of course, when people deny truth and reality, that's just going to happen. I mean, I'm not going to stop being honest. I'm not going to stop being truthful just because someone can't handle the truth. That's not how we operate here. That's why we are the tip of the spear. That's why we are the leading edge. But I'm in St. Louis over the weekend in my hometown. And when I go out of town or I'm on vacation, it's easier for me to just take the mental break and go into the Arrested Development and go to a ball game and go to a bar of friends and not be so deep into everything. I have to step away or I go crazy. But as I step away, every time I realize how, yes, we're divided, but more than anything, because the general population is so unaware and is so uninformed, they really aren't divided. They really just don't care. And so again, it's all about somehow reaching that body of people. And I think just being true to yourself, coming on here, being real, going with the truth, going with your gut, you know, praying to God for clarity is the best way to go about that. Because if you try to shove something down their throats, they're just going to turn away and turn their head and be sour on it. But here's what's happening. See, organically and naturally, as InfoWars gets bigger, as Alex Jones videos get bigger, as Owen Schroyer videos get bigger, and they see, that was the biggest thing that I had people saying to me, is we don't even really necessarily care about your politics or agree with it, but you expose the dirty nastiness of the left. And so it's like, I am staying as far away from that as possible. And so that's what the key is going to be moving forward. And so that's why I say you just have to continue to be true, continue to report what you believe to be the case, and not try to pander or cater, which of course is what the mainstream news does all day long, to some agenda or some narrative or something that you're not even yourself behind, but you just do it because that's your job. CNN, MSNBC. And it's just amazing. So I do believe there's hope, but the question is, do we get enough people awake to fight in the info war, to fight in the spiritual battle, or will it be too late? Or is it already too late as we're on the brink of World War III? And, of course, these are all the questions. On the other side, the next segment, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Zuckerberg's testimony coming up here and how there's a media spin about it that is absolutely untruthful, absolutely provable as a lie. And it's actually, you know what? How is that even? In fact, I don't even know how it's legal. I don't even know how what we're going to expose on the next side is even legal. I don't know. It couldn't be legal, in fact. So we'll discuss that on the other side. But essentially, the people that are going to be grilling Zuckerberg are essentially his clients. Yeah. Three wolves and a sheep voting for what's for dinner. You know how that's going to go. That's essentially what Zuckerberg's testimony is right now. But we're going to get into the numbers and the details of that on the other side. I want to give out the phone number now, though. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. Now, my biggest question, and I like to kind of, let's keep the callers on track today, guys, on two questions. What do they think is going to happen with Syria? What do they think Trump is thinking? What do you think Trump is going to do? So you can either call in on one of these two subjects. What do you think is happening in Syria? What do you think Trump's going to do? What do you think he's thinking? What do you think Russia is going to do? What do you think they're thinking? Or what do you think happens to Facebook or Zuckerberg, given he's about to have to give at least two testimonies to a committee? And they're going to grill him. Not all of them. But there will be select individuals that might actually give him a hard time. We'll see. And if that's the case, if they ask Zuckerberg the right questions, do you realize how screwed he is? Oh, my gosh. We're talking about years of data gathering, data mining, data sales that most of the American population is going to be like, what? I didn't agree to that. Ooh, but you did, didn't you? Boy, you did. You clicked that I agree to the terms and conditions, didn't you, boy? Oh, but then do you have another precedent? Now are you looking at another legal precedent? Is that even considered justifiable clause to say, well, they said they agreed to our terms and conditions that said that we now own their soul. Yes, they didn't read it, but they signed it and clicked it. So they clicked I accept and checked the box. We now own your soul. I mean, so is that legal? I mean, can you do that? Maybe that's a precedent that needs to be looked into now. Because to me, that's Zuckerberg's only defense. But don't worry. Because the liberals have most of these judges bought off anyway. So Zuckerberg will be fine. Now, if Trump uses Cambridge Analytica and Facebook to get data, then he's bad. Trump administration bad, Facebook bad. If Obama does it, Obama genius, Facebook genius, they saved the world, Nobel Peace Prize. That's how that goes. That's just lovely. All right, so those are the two subjects for your calls on the other side. What do you think is going on with Syria, in Syria? What do you think Trump is going to do? What do you think Russia is going to do? And or, what do you think happens with Mark Zuckerberg and his testimony coming up to Mark Zuckerberg and or to Facebook? Does anything happen? Does nothing happen? Or are we looking at potential new legal precedents, the likes of which we've never seen, because this case is so vast and is so, I mean, it's really the first of its kind, to my knowledge. When you talk about a big social media empire, data gathering, mining and selling it, and then having to have to testify on it. And then you had some CEO that was like, this is what all CEOs had to do. So he's about to find out whether or not he's going to make it. So those are the two subjects. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Alex Jones in D.C. right now, full crew. He's having a full event tomorrow at the D.C. Press Club, 8 a.m. Central. And it's not cheap to schedule these things and get these things done and to rent all the space, send all the crew out there with all the equipment. And that's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so vital. And we are, well, we've got some specials that are launched right now, including a couple products that were out of stock, like Bod Ease and Alpha Power. Those have been out of stock, but they're both back in stock, coming in at 25% off right now. 25% off Alpha Power and Bod Ease. Cell Force is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but we've got Patriot points for regular shoppers at InfoWarsStore.com. Those are doubled until the end of the month. If you use those to buy product, you can get big specials there. And with AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off. So if you use the toothpaste regularly and you run out and then you have to wait a week after you order it to get it back in, just switch to the AutoShip. You'll get 10% off and you'll always have it mailed out on time. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer here with you. There's developing news right now on the Syrian front where Trump says he's going to make a decision on the U.S. response in less than 48 hours. You already had a missile strike in Syria. Israel blamed for that. So this is already popping off, and now there are potential reports coming through the pipeline that there might already be people, troops on the way. So we're going to monitor that situation and see what the story is with that. Now, in this segment, though, we're going to focus on the Facebook Mark Zuckerberg testimony that's coming in front of two Senate committees. And one of the producers, crew members here, Matt, I was talking to before the show, and he was like, hey, look at this media spin that they're trying to report. Zuckerberg is really in the crosshairs over these committees. They could really grill him. And so Matt goes and looks at the members and looks at the committees and says, hey, wait a second. Really, would they be grilling him because they're in his pocket deep? And it's really incredible. You did the research. You found some of these, not just committees, but also members of Congress that are making buku dollars from Facebook.
Yeah, that's right, Owen. One of the things that I read on Drudge this morning, it's a piece out of Axios, and it's titled Meet the Lawmakers Who Could Give Zuckerberg Hell. And I want to take a look back at an article that was published last week by USA Today, and the key takeaway from it is that 44 out of the 55 members that will be grilling Mark Zuckerberg over the next 2 days have received contributions from him. And those numbers are actually pretty substantial. Where these two stories meet is in exactly where Axios says these folks are really going to give him a good grilling. So we can break down some of the numbers here. And actually, if anyone else wants to go do their own independent research, you can go to opensecrets.org. It's actually linked as the Center for Representative Politics, or Responsive Politics, if you will, in the USA Today article. There we go. We've got it on screen for everybody. If you go to Infowars.com/show, you can see exactly what we're talking about. And you can see, look at those donations. Now, in the 2018 cycle alone, you'll see that Democrats have eclipsed the Republicans, $438,000 in donations compared to $184,000. Okay? That's still serious money on the table. You're looking at...
It's more money than the Russians spent.
That's a great point. That's a great
point. Russians didn't spend that much money.
And so I'd like to delve into this Axios article just to see how full of crap they are. So,
well, but think about this, too, before you get into these numbers, that Axios would either be so willingly able to spend this or that they just wouldn't even do the research. And they say, oh, we're just going to find the guys here, and we're going to say they're going to question them hard. And then you're just like, well, wait a second. I'm going to do basic research, and I'm going to find out that actually they're probably not going to question them hard because they're all in the pocket.
Well, yeah, there's that. I think that what this is going to amount to is Facebook making the case that they provide a tangible service, you know, by linking people together. And that value to users outweighs the cost of them, you know, forfeiting their privacy. You know, so everyone does it. It becomes, you know, a really common practice for people to, like you said in the last segment, just hit I accept.
Yeah, who reads the, you know, COS. 30 pages terms of service every time you get an update? Nobody reads that.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. And you know what? Honestly, if legislators from these hearings, if they decided, hey, we need to make the terms of service for these things more outlined, more basic, that would be great.
But well, and that's a legal precedent. And that's the thing, too, that we'll ask the callers is, you know, that's a potential legal precedent that we see coming down on the social media side and just in general media. You know, anytime it's a terms of service, you know, if you download the latest Adobe or, you know, whatever it is, you have to agree to the terms of service. Nobody's reading that. So you've got that potential legal precedent. Then you've got this where it's like, hey, look, isn't it a conflict of interest? It's almost like they should recuse themselves from being a part of this hearing when you're in the pocket of the guy you're questioning.
Absolutely.
So get into some of these numbers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's start here at the three GOP committee chairmen. Okay. Chuck Grassley, he is known as a really outstanding ethical guy.
I like Chuck Grassley.
He's a great guy. If you take a look back in the 2016 election cycle, he received $4,000. However, I don't think Facebook sees him as politically viable, or perhaps they see him as an opponent. So actually, they haven't donated anything in 2018. So you got that. You've got John Thune, who looks like has received money in both the 2016 and 2018 election cycles. He's received $7,000. And then lastly, Greg Walden has received in total throughout the years $27,000. Ladies and gentlemen, $27,000. That's like two or three cars.
Yeah, very, very significant. And again,
how many house payments is that?
I'm not even trying to sit here and judge these contributions or these politicians. I'm just saying they're the ones questioning Facebook. Why would you expect them to give a fair questioning if they're in the pocket? And those were just the GOP members. You haven't even gotten in the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. We got Dianne Feinstein. She's received $10,435 since 2014. Lindsey Graham. Kind of odd right here. In 2014, he received $3,500. However, it's not listed as him receiving donations in either the 2016 or 2018 election cycles. And then here's a crazy number. In total, the Senate Judiciary Committee, total committee donations amount to $235,000. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lot of money.
Again, more than the Russians spent.
Oh, yeah. And you can go down the line. I mean, honestly, again, I would refer people, don't just take our word for it. Go to opensecrets.org. That's a fantastic website. And if we can pull that up, there was the page of recipients. And it's absolutely fantastic how you can sort through the page. You can sort through the 2018, 2016. You can see the cycle right down there. And it's important to note that Facebook's PAC is FB, as in Foxtrot Bravo, PAC. FB PAC. And that's how employees at Facebook contribute to politics. So I want to talk a little bit about where I see this going as well.
Look at that. Doug Jones got the most money from Facebook in 2018. Wow, who does that surprise besides no one?
Looks like a lot of Democrats up there in terms of the way this is sorted right
now. Oh, yeah, look at top
donations.
Top 10, it looks like, are all Democrats here.
Yep, all receiving over $10,000. Ranges all the way up.
Which, again, I'm not even... What was that, guys, in the studio? The crew is pointing out to me the only Republican at the top of this list is Paul Ryan. Might as well have a D next to his name, like McCain. But again, I'm not even here to report on these contributions or complain about that. That's its own thing. I'm saying if these are the people questioning Mark Zuckerberg, how can we expect a fair testimony if they're involved potentially in what he's supposed to be there answering questions to? And so Axios prints out the story. Other people run with the narrative. Oh, they're going to be real tough on Zuckerberg. They're coming for him. And you find out Zuckerberg's been lining their pockets for the last 5 years. Well, maybe they're not going to be so tough on him. Maybe they should actually recuse themselves. Thank you, Matt, for doing that research and bringing that to my attention. So we're going to go to your calls on the other side. What do you think is happening in Syria? What do you think Trump's going to do? What do you think Russia is going to do? And what do you think is the outcome of Mark Zuckerberg's testimony in front of these Senate committees? We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We just never stop. The info war never stops. So Alex Jones is in D.C., and then he's going to get back, and we're going to do a 34-hour broadcast. So big week ahead here for InfoWars. Alex Jones at the D.C. Press Club. Live broadcast starting tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. Then Thursday, April 12th to Friday, April 13th, we have the Stop the Collapse of America 34-hour live broadcast. Now, this is all possible with your support at InfoWars.com, but you have to remember, we need you to spread the links. We need you to share the stories. We need you to tell your friends about us, because the way we get censored, they're not going to find it organically. That's why they censor us on social media, stop us on Google, stop us on YouTube, keep people from seeing us, keep people from seeing the truth, keep people from seeing other opinions that might spark their intellect and their critical thinking process. So that's why they have to stop us. That's why we flood the system with the 34-hour broadcast, with Alex Jones in D.C., with the press conference. And we need your help in spreading that, spreading the brush fires of liberty by spreading the Infowars.com/show link and telling your friends and family about the live 34-hour broadcast coming up this Thursday, Stop the Collapse of America. And if we go along with more regime change that we really should not be involved with in Syria, it's just not good. It's not what we wanted. It's the last thing we wanted. We thought that putting Trump in, we wouldn't get that anymore. And now Trump is saying in less than 48 hours, he is going to make his decision on the U.S. response. But it looks like a decision may have already been made, as the report is up at Infowars.com from Paul Joseph Watson. U.S. and U.K. readying attack ships and fighter jets off the coast of Syria. Now, this just went up. This just went live right now at Infowars.com. So, there you go. And, of course, this is all in response to the chemical weapons attack, or the alleged chemical weapons attack. Again, Russia comes out and says, no, there's no even evidence of a chemical weapons attack. And then there is the graphic showing what's going on with the... So that's the Russian Air Force. So you got all the activity basically going on. Jets flying around, ships going in, false flag. I mean, this is... Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is so bad. This is the worst yet. I guess we'll just go to your calls because, I mean, just common sense and logic. What happened to it? Donald Trump says, we're pulling out of Syria. It's time to come out. Things are going better there. Let's be real. Assad, when he actually has control, without the U.S. meddling, other meddling, funding these proxy wars, funding the rebels, as soon as you get rid of that, Assad stabilizes the region. Assad stabilizes Syria. Whatever you think about Assad, it's stable when he's in control and you don't have a bunch of people funding proxy wars and rebels like John McCain. Oh, but we don't want that, do we? I guess not. And so then the region stabilizes. Trump says, let's pull out. We pull out. ISIS is on retreat. The Syrian rebels are on retreat. Syria is stabilizing. Russian troops go in. They find 30 tons of chemical weapons left by the U.S.-backed rebels. And then what happens? Bolton gets put in the administration. False flag chemical weapons attack happens in Syria, and now all of a sudden we're going in. Just like that. And you have to ask yourself, is Trump falling for this? Is Trump going along with this? I don't see any 60 chess moves in this deal, unless you want World War III. It's just unbelievable. And see, when you realize how real this is, when you understand how real false flags are, how real regime change is, how real U.S. interference is, that's when you realize how dire the situation is in general. That's when you realize how the world really works. But until you face that music, until you face that reality, it doesn't sink in. It just becomes another news story. It just becomes more Middle East tension. Well, it's a little more complicated than that. So now the story's on Infowars.com. U.S., U.K. ships and fighter jets off the coast of Syria. Russian Air Force off the coast of Syria and Lebanon. And I'm telling you, I don't want to say this, but This is why InfoWars exists. If we go through with this and we try this regime change in Syria and we move in, I think Russia will bomb us. And I hate to say that, but I'm dead serious. I think they would. And that's going to start World War III. And here we thought North Korea was the big problem. Oh, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. But we get detente with North Korea and Kim Jong-un, but not with Assad in Syria. Assad stabilizes Syria. Assad, you could easily have detente with. Kim Jong-un, you know, crazy dictator. How could you have detente with him? Somehow we get detente with him, not with Assad. So, the questions of the day as we go to the phone lines. What is going to happen in Syria? What do you think Trump's doing? What do you think Russia's going to do? And or, what comes of Zuckerberg's testimony in front of the Senate committees? Let's go out to the callers now. Let's start with Carlos calling in from Canada. Go ahead, Carlos.
Thank you very much, Owen. Now, just to rewind the clock to 2013, if you remember, President Obama was set up with a red line that he couldn't cross because Syria was going to use chemical weapons against its people. And, of course, as predictable as the neocons are, they arranged for a chemical attack. Later on, it was shown to have been not Assad, and even more recently, they have discovered weapons from Israel and from the United States on ISIS camps. So, effectively, at that time, President Obama was faced with a situation where he mobilized troops and forces to the, you know, to the sea by, you know, Latakia, a Russia military base in Syria.
And also, and don't forget, John McCain took secret trips over there. He bragged about him, meeting with the rebels.
Correct. And, you know, that has to be seen in perspective because at that time, President Obama was being led down the road of effectively a confrontation. This is the same situation. It's the same players, the same repeat, you know, false flag. You
well,
know,
that's the thing, though. But see, that's the thing, Carlos. We didn't think it was the same players because we thought we had Trump in there. That was the thing. Changed the game by putting in a different player. Now we get the same game, the same outcome.
Correct. And that just gives you a progress report on the swamp, okay? Precisely. If President Trump falls to the false flag, doesn't establish his leadership over the neocons this stage of the game, he will be betrayed in November by the Republicans, I guarantee, McCain and others, and he will not have the power that he had when he became president to do what he promised to make America great again.
No, that is exactly it, Carlos. That is exactly it. This is a progress report on the swamp. We've done our progress reports on Trump. That's all fine and good. This is a progress report on the swamp. They're still calling the shots. And if Trump doesn't stand up to the neocon Republicans who betrayed him time and time again and stabbed him in the back, then why did he say he's going to return the government to the people? Why did he tell us we're taking Washington, D.C. back when Washington, D.C. is still running D.C. for interest in the Middle East? No, that's not what we voted for.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. We are taking your calls right now. What do you think is going to happen in Syria? What do you think Trump is thinking, doing? What do you think Russia is thinking, doing? And where does it go from here? Let's just go right back out to the phone lines now. Let's go to Preston calling in from Missouri. Go ahead, Preston.
Hey, Owen. How's it going, buddy? Can you hear me?
Got you loud and clear.
All right. Well, Carlos pretty much hit it right on the head. Said a lot of the points I was trying to make, but it's important for us and the InfoWarriors to understand the context of the history of this whole Syrian civil war. We helped start it. Obama gave his famous red line speech. What was it? I think if memory serves, a year to the day. After he made that speech, we had the first chemical weapons attack. It turned out to be chlorine, homemade chlorine gas, not state-based sarin gas. So,
and the videos of ISIS actually firing it got discovered. They're like bragging about it. They're firing it in. They're bragging about it. Then the media's like, Assad gasses his own people as they're like loading the bombs. Like, oh! And it's like, what?
Right, and then the UN, I think, did their own investigation and found that it was the rebels that did it. But the mainstream media just kept going with the parroting effect of Assad's killing his own people. And then you had all of the people in the military post on Twitter, you know, hashtag no war in Syria. I didn't sign up for the Navy to fight for al-Qaeda in the Syrian civil war. And then I think I was reported a bunch of generals went to Obama and said, look, man, if you go to war in Syria, you're going to have mutiny on your hands. And that's what made him back off. We have to do the same thing to Trump. If Trump goes through with this, I am off the Trump train. It's that simple. I did not vote for Trump for more regime change. I voted for Trump to make America great again, to drain the swamp. And right now, the swamp is draining Trump, it seems. You said earlier, you don't see any 6D chess. I don't see any 6D chess either. There is no good that can come from regime change in Syria. And Assad, whether you like him or hate him, he hasn't gassed his own people that we have any credible proof for. And as you mentioned, he is a stabilizing force in Syria. Without that, all of the Middle East goes up in flames. And so
and so do any potential positive relationships with the United States and Russia.
Exactly. We could take down the globalists and the New World Order if we were able to be allies or at least not enemies with Russia, if we were able to work with China and a few of these other places. We could stabilize the planet. We could use this crazy technology that's going to be coming. Well, we already have a lot of it, but in the next 10, 20 years, we could use that technology to empower humanity. But the military-industrial complex is obviously hard at work trying to prevent that from happening. So I just was calling. Carlos hit all my points on the head. I've heard him before. He's a very informed guest or caller. I will be off the Trump train if he does something in Syria. I just cannot support that. And I think his base, just looking at Twitter and Facebook, nobody's falling for this. Everybody, from the minute it happens, are like, wow, this sounds like a false flag. All week before, where Trump's telling the Pentagon, prepare to remove our troops from Syria. We don't need to be in there. We're going to bring our troops home and have a parade and, you know, make America great again and guard our borders with the troops for, to stop illegal immigration. All of a sudden this happens. And now nobody's talking about how Kim Jong-un says that he is up for negotiating denuclearization.
Yeah, amazing how that happens. And how you can have detente with Kim Jong-un but not Assad.
Yeah, it's crazy. Kim Jong-un has killed way more of his own people. He's way more of a ruthless dictator.
Yeah, you want to talk about gassing people? How about starving them to death?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If they didn't cry long enough when your daddy died, then you know.
And where's Assad making threats against the United States to nuke us? You know, I mean, exactly. But we can't have detente with him.
Exactly.
No, but I do believe that a lot of people, I mean, myself included, and all the stuff behind Trump, he never lost my vote in 2020. If he starts a war in Syria or we get World War III because of a false flag again, like you said, that now I'm questioning Trump 2020. I don't know how he gets my vote. Of course, you're going to have blind sheep behind any politician. You've got plenty of blind sheep that will follow Trump wherever he goes. But most Trump supporters are critical thinkers, are independent-minded, and will not go along with this. And I agree. Right now, it does not look like they are. Hey, good to hear from you, Preston. I'm sure we'll talk sometime soon. Let's go to Uncle Sam calling in from Louisiana, also wants to comment on the Syria situation. Go ahead, Uncle Sam.
Hello, Owen. Of course, I want to start out by thanking you for the recognition. It came with a price, though. I do believe I was death threatened by the state police. I have a video.
Yeah, we saw the video. You sent me the video. They were intimidating you out there.
Yeah.
Well, how dare you? Well, now, hold on. How dare you be on the streets of New Orleans, a beautiful American city, dressed as Uncle Sam, talking about patriotism and supporting this country? I mean, how dare you?
Yeah. And my site is my name. It's Michael M. D. Barry, D-I, capital B-A-R-I. Can use the support, go check out my videos. There was a video that was also taken down. I'd like to send to you somehow, but I don't want to send it over the usual ways because I put it up. It was a video of a reporter from a very prominent Washington, D.C. newspaper. I will not name right now. And they got very candid with me, probably more so than they should have. And they took that video.
Well, every once in a while, their arrogance ends up biting them in the butt. That's why Project Veritas has been so successful. But, Uncle Sam, what do you think is the situation right now with Trump, Russia, and Syria?
I wish I had some answers for you, Owen. All I can do is echo exactly what you're saying, what the past caller saying, and the past caller before that. Trump's supposed to be the smart one. I mean, most of us smell a rat immediately. You know, again, here we are talking about, yeah, we're pulling out, and then you can almost do the countdown to the false flag.
And we just are critical thinkers who don't have a memory like a goldfish. We don't want history to repeat itself, and that's what we're seeing happening now.
Yeah. Yeah, and as far as the Facebook thing, what I'm of course the meetings that he's having right now, I'm looking at Breitbart headlines, and they're talking about Zuckerberg going around meeting with Capitol Hills. Well, the only time you meet with people before testifying is to make a deal.
Or to get your story straight.
Exactly. And then what I plan to do this this week on the streets, because we have a French Quarter Festival, so there's going to be like...
That'll be a blast.
Oh, God. There's going to be wall people all over the French Quarter. So what I'm going to do is have Diamond and Silk video running and be asking people
if
they should be censored.
So even though Facebook is in the midst of all of this, the negative press with the censorship, the negative press with the data collection and sales and everything, and Zuckerberg, they're still going to censor. They're still going to be anti-free speech. They're still going to politically censor people. And now Diamond and Silk have been deemed, I forget the exact term, it's either inappropriate or a danger to the community. Diamond and Silk. I mean, see, again, why are you, Uncle Sam, a danger to the community and have to be intimidated by the New Orleans police force? You're a danger to the community because you're a free-thinking American that supports this country and wants to live in America. Why are Diamond and Silk considered a threat and unsafe to the community? Because they're pro-America. Because they're pro-Trump. You see, you can't have that message out there. You can't have a strong, independent black woman who thinks for herself and might have policies that go along with Trump politically. You can't have that. That's unsafe for the community that we're trying to make. We're trying to engineer a community. See, we're social engineers at Facebook, and we're engineering you socially and culturally. We're God. We're in charge. Diamond and Silk, two organic women who are actually smart and talented and funny that are better than us at Facebook, we have to shut them down because they're interfering with our social engineering at Facebook. See, don't you get it? We're God at Facebook. We're the AI. We're socially engineering you. We can't have Uncle Sam in New Orleans on the street making you think critically. We can't have Diamond and Silk out there telling you something that you may not have heard before and then maybe changing your mind. We can't have that at Facebook. We're the social engineers. We decide what you say, what you think, and how you get there. Not you. You don't think for yourself. We think for you. Don't you understand? We're Facebook. We think for you. We decide what you see. You don't get to see Diamond and Silk. You don't get to see Uncle Sam on the streets of New Orleans. You see, that's dangerous for you because you might be pro-America. You might be pro-independent. You might think for yourself. You might be able to think reasonably and reach logical conclusions by yourself if you had exposure to Diamond and Silk and Uncle Sam in the streets of New Orleans. But we're social engineers at Facebook. We make you think things. We decide the future, so we have to erase them from our platform. That's unbelievable. Facebook is anti-free speech. They've proven it again.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.